Welcome back to the Notes on Sound podcast. This is your host, Joel. On today's episode, I'm going to go through my top five albums of the year 2021. So let's get started. The first album that I wanted to highlight was Eternal Blue by Spirit Box. It was released on September 17th of this year. The album entered the Billboard 200 chart at number 13. For anyone who has not heard this album, its style is djent with an ambient overtone with kind of a progressive and heavy metal bass with some death metal growl vocals as well as clean vocals, all provided by one vocalist. Actually, the vocal performance is quite impressive. It is something with just on that alone worth checking out. The next album that I wanted to bring up was Ice Nine Kills, The Silver Scream 2, Welcome to Horrorwood. That album was released on October 15th of this year. It is the follow-up sequel to Ice Nine Kills' 2018 album, The Silver Scream. This album peaked at 18 on the Billboard 200. The style of it is a heavy, almost metal, kind of hard rock, one of those sort of, it's very a popular modern music sound with this campiness to it, which is fun because of all the horror elements that are involved. It's quite the album. If you want something that's going to entertain you from top to bottom, this will absolutely do it. The third album on my list is A View from the Top of the World by Dream Theater. It was released on October 22nd of this year. It peaked at 53 on the Billboard 200, but went all the way to number 3 on the top hard rock albums for US Billboard. I wanted to highlight this album because Dream Theater is my all-time favorite band, and anytime they put something out, I am excited to have it there. The style is, of course, Dream Theater is a progressive metal band, so it's very progressive, and each song is big, and each moment in each song is big. Each song is basically its own little story. It is very well within the style that Dream Theater has curated and crafted for pretty much, I think, almost 40 years at this point. It's a good one to check out if you've never heard anything by them. It'll kind of let you ease in and kind of get a sense of what Dream Theater is about. So that is definitely another album to check out. The next album that I wanted to highlight is Trivium's In the Court of the Dragon. It was released on October 8th of this year. It made it to 71 on the Billboard 200 and also made it to number 3 on the top hard rock album charts. This album is another evolution in the sound of Trivium. If you don't know Trivium, they are what I guess you would call modern heavy metal. And this album combines the ideas and lyrics and I guess lyrical thoughts and content from the Shogun album with the sounds that they have created and crafted on the last two albums, which were The Sin and the Sentence and What the Dead Men Say. Trivium, kind of in a general sense, are heavy but catchy in a very traditional heavy metal sense, like I said before. So if you do like anything that's heavy but you never made it past, like, I don't know, a mid-80s Iron Maiden album or something, Trivium would definitely be one of those modern bands that you could probably get into, and I would recommend this album as a good starting point for that. The last album that I wanted to bring up was the album Below by Beartooth. It was released on June 25th. It peaked at number 30 on the Billboard 200, but made it all the way to number 2 on the U.S. Top Hard Rock Albums. The style of Beartooth is extremely fun. It's got a lot of dynamic energy. It's what I would kind of say a mishmash of styles. They do this kind of heavy punk is their bass sound, but they add in a lot of other things. They have some very, you know, almost pop punk, very catchy choruses. On this particular album, they added a lot of like doom and drudge, which was kind of neat. In some spots, they just happened to slow down their tempo, which made them even heavier, which was pretty cool to hear. And those were my 5 albums of 2021 that I want everyone to check out my list. I didn't have them in any particular order. I like pretty much all of them the same. I don't know if I could pick one over any of the others. So please go check all 5 of them out. And if you like any of the stuff, go support those bands, because everybody during this time can definitely use any and all support that you can give, including myself. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to reach me or the podcast, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and on our website. Thank you, everyone, and goodbye.